You're listening to The Ocho Man, Behind the 8 Ball, only on Ignatainment. I'm always on the old black list or something. Without further ado, the one, the only, Ocho Man. I'm trying to live my life
and it just makes me so wild and mean. Hola muchachos, my friends, it's The Ocho Man. And I love that tune, Chris. That's a new song of ours here on Ocho Man Behind the 8 Ball. Hey, buddy, Jimbo.
Loving the song, Chris. Loving it. Great call.
Chris, our production guy, came up with a new tune.
How we doing, boys?
Oh, doing better now. Just heard that. How you guys doing today, man?
Oh, I'll tell you what. We've got
January 28th.
We've got stuff coming out of the woodworks to talk about today. I mean, we have an endless amount of information we could talk about today.
Well, you got one in particular?
Well,
let's start off with what I want to bring up.
You don't want to go full guns blazing with that one?
Oh, my God. He's got a hot chick on this.
You know, we try to be groundbreaking here on the show for all you guys. So, you know, Ocho Man and I, we prep, you know, we think, what do you guys want to talk about? But I got to be honest with you. This pops right up on my computer. So I got to ask you, Ocho.
Pops up, all right.
Oh, yeah. Here's the headline on this. Giving head is good for your health, great for skin, and aids sleep. Now, we're assuming we're talking about the ladies, but, you know, if you're a homosexual, there's nothing wrong with that. What do you think of that?
Well, that's why my skin's in real bad shape right
now.
Yeah,
I mean, I have some very dry skin over here, too. And I don't sleep worth a damn,
no.
So it's evident, but... What do you think about that? Do you think that'll help some guys with some stuff? You know, the ladies care about their skin. They want to get beauty sleep. You think this would help?
Especially a little lotion.
A little lotion, yeah.
A little lotion.
Chris, you got any thoughts on this? How about you? You think this could do any good for anybody?
It's a great day for man.
Well, it is. This is a great day for man. Great day for man. Well, who's this groundbreaking Arthur here? It makes me almost want to find this guy and get him on the show. I mean... Okay, let's get back to business because that's a bit much.
I tell you what, man, I was outside walking my dog. It's beautiful weather here in the Midwest, and those crazy fuckers in the East Coast, they're about to perform cannibalism. They can't even get out of the house. It's like 4 feet of snow, man.
Just balmy around here compared to that.
4 feet of snow. That's like a first grader. First grader, second grader, the height. Snow.
Yeah, we've got a friend that moved out to New England, and she posted a picture on Facebook.
She's
got 3 feet on her patio deck.
I seen that. It was unbelievable. She had one.
A ruler.
Like, here's 1 hour before. Here's 2 hours before. The whole patio had been engulfed with snow.
But you know what? Amazingly, they were prepared and have done a good job because it sounds like They're not having a lot of the issues they were anticipating. So good for the our men and women that are out there taking care of everybody. They did a good job there.
Dude, it's still coming down. They're not out of woodwork yet. Speaking of woodwork, we got in the NFL news, Mr. Josh Gordon. He failed another drug test, and he's suspended another year. He's got millions lost again.
Was it drugs or drinking?
No. This is a drug test.
He drug test. It. Okay, I thought it was drinking, but drug test, huh?
Drug test.
Can you say numbnuts?
Yeah, I mean, look, man, if you got problems, go to rehab. But you're either a real dumbass or you need help. Or you got a problem here, and you're losing millions, man. I couldn't help but I had to have another hit of joint. Dude, that's millions, millions.
I mean, you got two hands. Over here, you got what?
You got
millions of dollars. You got millions of dollars. In this hand, you got a joint. And this hand, millions of dollars. What do I want? What's more important to me? I'm going to smoke a joint.
Daddy, I like the... No. We're going to light it up. We're going to get baked.
One toke over the line, sweet Jesus.
Yeah, and that's what's happened with him. He's lost millions again. He's suspended for... another year of NFL action. I think that'd be the, you know, that might be it for him.
Is he borderline lifetime guy out of here? Don't they have that? Do they have that in the NFL?
I don't know, but you know what? Ricky Williams, when you bring that up, this guy got, you know, he loved his weed. But every time.
Admittedly.
Yeah. But every time he came back, man, I mean, the guy performed. He performed 11 seasons in the NFL, and I would like to make a push on my podcast right now on Ocho Man Behind the Eight Ball. I'd like to tell you, Jim, this will be a big, I mean, this is a big announcement here. I think he belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Ricky Williams?
Ricky Williams belongs in the Hall of Fame. He's numbered like 18 in all-time rushing. There's guys behind him that are getting in. And Ricky's not getting in because he liked his weed. But every time he was out on the field, he performed and he did a great job. It wasn't like he was a slacker at all. I mean, the guy did a great job on the field, but he'll always be noted for the guy that lit one up and got suspended. I don't think he's anything like this Josh Gordon. This guy just seems like he doesn't care.
He's got a little thug in him.
Yeah, and I think it's going to hurt him down the long run here. I don't think he's going to find a job. And in baseball, we weren't here to cover it. Ernie Banks. Ernie Banks died January 23, my friends. Here's a stat that you didn't know, Jimbo, that I got to run by you here.
Yeah, hit me.
He played 19 years and never made postseason play.
Yeah, that's a common, like, just heartbreaker. I mean, just
I mean, 19 seasons,
isn't that,
man.
Amazing?
Think about going into spring training and this young kid running next to him, and he says, "You think we're going to get the playoffs this year?"
He says, "I don't think so."
And then he just goes, just play and have fun, son. That's what it's all about.
Hey, you know, obviously a great player. Coined the Let's Play 2. Was a big quote that everybody talks about. It just a great player, and sad, you know, if he's anywhere else besides Chicago, wanted to play, you know, didn't care.
Also, he was the first player in MLB history that was the MVP with the National League with a losing season.
Yeah.
He had like 72 wins that year, and he became the MVP, which that was the first time that's ever happened. So, you know, all props to him, man. We lost a good one there. But you know what? He's happy up there now with Harry and
let me hear you.
What was the second baseman's name? Santo?
Third baseman. Wasn't he Santo? Yeah.
I think he was the second baseman.
No, he was third baseman.
Third baseman?
Well,
I could be wrong. Well, I could be wrong, too. I didn't follow the Cubs that much, but that's what we got with Ernie Banks. It's pissing me off, though. I got to tell you, something's pissing me off here, my friend. And these are the Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah, let me tell you something about these. I'm with you. I'm not happy about this.
Well, I don't want you guys to tell me what the hell's going to happen in the Super Bowl commercial. And it's out already. Budweiser's released this thing with the puppy again with the Clydesdale. A $25 million commercial. Why don't you keep this under wrap? My team is not playing in the Super Bowl. I got nothing going on but my bets that I've made with Ocho.com. And Vegas and your guy down the block, and you got Super Bowl squares. The only thing you're looking forward to are these commercials. And they're leaking out right now, and this one figures a poppy, a lost poppy, and guess what? A Clydesdale finds it. The same shit every time, you know, and I don't want to hear it now. I don't even want to see it now. I'm so pissed off.
I'm with you. I you know what? And I don't care whether I like them or don't like them. I look forward to the commercial. I think the whole world does. They make such a big deal out of it. But I got an even bigger problem with this one, Och.
Talk to me.
They're not the only one that's released their. See, what's going on here is they're doing this, and they like the buildup. That's the new thing, the buildup. So what's happened here is GoDaddy did the same thing, and now they're taking a beating. Because have you seen theirs? They have a dog one.
Wait. GoDaddy's got a dog one? They don't have a hot chick anymore?
No, listen to this. You're going to love this. They have a dog one, and I'm telling you, the Budweiser one just came out this morning, just got released. They have a dog one, and the commercial is almost identical till the end. The problem with the GoDaddy is he runs home, and instead of it being some warm and fuzzy, the gal says, "I'm so glad you made it back because I just sold you." And then they hop him in a car and take him away. So, you know, the animal people are all upset.
Well, way to tell me that one. Why'd you tell me that one,
prick? Yeah, spoiler alert. I didn't give everybody. Okay, so, all right. So, and obviously, the opposite happens in the Bud, spoiler alert, and it's all warm and fuzzy. So, I got a little theory here that somebody got together and I'm telling you, the first 30 seconds of these commercials are identical.
He's got a theory now.
I have a theory.
Chris.
I think somebody got together and said, we can capitalize on both companies. GoDaddy wants the controversy, obviously, because that's what they've always done. Budweiser wants to be the hero. That's going to be you watch. This will be one of the biggest talked about things.
I'm really pissed off at Big Daddy after you mentioned this. I don't care about them having a puppy. They should always have a hot chick undressing.
I'm hearing.
That's what you look for, GoDaddies.
Yeah. Well, what you're getting here is a puppy. That's going, well. Now here's
a
the deal.
Puppy.
Now hang on.
God,
they
a fucking dog.
But I think they pulled it. I think
they pulled it.
I think so. So you may get your hot chick on Sunday.
How about that, Chris? I may still get my hot broad after all, huh?
Yeah, I think you're good. I think you're good to go. But
that's what I'm talking about. I mean, I kick back. I don't leave the couch because if I leave the couch, someone else is going to grab the couch, and then I got a barroom stool, and I don't want that. So I grab the couch. I'm not moving, and next I'm watching these commercials. Boom. You're enjoying it. You got your kid bringing you the nachos. And
That's hot.
I like cheese.
That's not really hot. If you see me sit on this couch, it becomes a travesty-looking scene.
Speaking of you sitting on the couch and it being a scene, there's another article out today that says that every person at one time in their life should visit a nudist resort.
A nudist
resort. And it gives you 10 reasons. Now, my question to you is, can you think of any reason at all anybody would want to see me or you or on a nude beach?
I think we're good-looking guys, Jim. I think that a couple rays of the sun here, and I think we'd look pretty good out there.
Well,
I'd have to get my maybe go get a little surgery on my Johnson, and maybe get a little bigger schlong.
Have you guys get out ever of been to one of those places?
What's
like
that?
Have you ever actually been to like a
does
like
that
nude
mean
beach
you've been?
Or, no, I've been to a nude beach.
Oh,
it's
Chris.
No. Time out.
Not worth your time.
I've been there. I've been to
you've been to one?
I've been to two nude beaches.
Did you use a razor first, I hope?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, good.
I did.
It's rough, man.
You've been there?
I've been to one. I was at one in Spain, and I was at one, I think, France, and it's just...
Wait a minute. Both those sound like a couple hot places to go.
Yeah, you
the
would
The place I went to was Peru.
Yeah, well.
And
That's a different story.
Yeah, they didn't look good at all in Peru.
Wait a minute. Time out. Are you telling me I'm the only one in this room that hasn't been to a nude beach?
Well, it looks like it.
Chris, let's back this up. Why aren't you at a nude beach? Because you're afraid to fucking fly.
Well, that's true, too. But
yeah, that's
hang
what
on. Wait a minute.
Where are you going to fly?
Right, hang on. Let's get off me and back to you two guys that were at the
nude beach.
At the
Lake of the Ozarks?
Yeah, let's get back to you
Chris,
two.
He doesn't fly.
All right, hang on. Back to you two.
Audience,
are you guys
he's
telling
scared.
Me? Hang on. This is serious. Are you telling me not only were you both at nude beaches, were you both out there?
I was out there
I
for
was
one.
Naked.
I was naked for one.
You were out there?
No,
I mean,
I was on the beach. It was more of an optional beach, but I mean, so
no,
let,
I'm asking
let's say
you,
half the people were naked.
I'm asking you, Chris, were you out there? I mean, out
sure.
there means were you hanging out?
Oh, no, no.
Oh, you
no,
had your pants on.
Yeah, no, I had my pants on.
How about you? Were you with the wife?
No. This was a long time ago. I was 18, 19.
Okay. And you, how about you?
I tell you what, I was naked. I was
you were
naked.
Out there.
I was naked in two places here, one in Peru and another one in Hawaii. And I thought that the Hawaii was, there was no one on the beach. So I figured this is really cool. I could be naked on this beach and it's black corals and stuff. And next thing you know, they started coming, man. And I quickly ran back under the umbrella, threw on my shorts again.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't believe you were out. Were you with a lady?
Yeah. I was with this one chick at the time, and this was about 15 years ago.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
You weren't nervous at all?
The only thing I was nervous about, really, was some fish grabbing my Pepe under the water. Because, you know, when you're in the water, you feel so vulnerable. You know, you're just like just sitting there. Have you ever been in a blue ocean?
No, Chris. We've discussed this.
Chris, now I want the audience to know this too. This fucker is totally 100% scared to fly.
Now we're back on me again with this.
Come on.
The
what
Ocho
the fuck
Man,
is the matter with you?
The Ocho Man has just revealed on the air to all his listeners.
Well, wouldn't you like to see the blue water and just go out to Spain one time like he has in France? And you're, I just like to have the people know that You're afraid to fly. Let's get Jimbo on a plane. That ought to be our mission the entire year.
Okay.
We're in January 2015. By the end of this year, we are going to have you on a plane.
All right. I'm out there, Jerry, and I'm on.
Let me tell you something. The fact that you were out there scares and petrifies the absolute shit out of me. I'm impressed, though. I got to be honest. Did you feel liberated? Like,
I did.
No clothes?
I did, and you know, if you got a little duck butter in there,
it's over.
You just go in the water. Okay. You just clean up a little bit, you're back on the sand. Boom! I mean, you're laying out there, man. Everything you smell tanned bodies all around you. Okay. Little big tan bodies, but you know all what? Right. They're all out there, and you're having a good time.
I don't want to hear about your duck butter.
I will have to say the one I was at when I was 18 or 19, Spain. You know, beautiful part of Spain.
Come on, talk to us.
And so you know, I'm 18, 19. I think, man, you know, I hear the beaches here are nude or clothing optional. You know, you think, you know, you get your expectations all up. I swear to God, you get there, 99.9% of people who are there are, you know, 55 to 60, massively overweight, you know, just awful.
Come on, way to ruin that whole scene.
There was one halfway, you know, halfway attractive girl. I mean, out of hundreds of people. So maybe I was at the wrong place, but
yeah, you had to be at the wrong fucking place. You're at the most best place in Spain, and you're fucking finding whales all around you.
Hearing you two guys talk, imagine this: so you're at this nudist beach, and like you said, it's all. Can you imagine if one hot gal with like big fake can shows up? It'd be. I mean, can you imagine all the guys?
Oh.
It'd be like a hyena on a wildebeest with a broken leg. I mean, they'd be attacking this poor gal.
Not me, really. I just keep laying there and looking at her.
No, I don't believe it.
Oh, well.
I've seen you in action, pal.
I'm telling you, they're hot out there, too, because there was one in Hawaii that was. But in Peru, I didn't see anything good looking out there.
Well, here's a good one. Do you think Bruce Jenner's going to a nude beach anytime soon?
With what? How many plastic surgeries this guy?
I don't know. The question is, if he goes to a nude beach, what's he? You know, which part of the beach is the guy hanging out on?
The guy just wants to be the alpha male again. I mean, in '76, what was he? He had like 4 or 5 gold.
Well, he was the greatest athlete in the world that year, right?
He even had a box of Wheaties after. I mean, the guy just doesn't want to lose it, so. Yeah, I could see him doing it. Unfortunately, we all know how he looked beforehand, and now I guess he's trying to look get a new look for the younger crowd that doesn't remember or doesn't know or haven't ever seen him be on front of a Wheaties box.
So you don't think you think he's just one of these guys that's really struggling with his mortality, and that's what he's going through?
Well, look at what we had with Joan Rivers. I mean, honestly, that was crazy. What happened? Didn't she just die, too?
Yeah.
Have you guys heard that story?
No, well, I mean, I know she, her family's suing the doctor, right? Is this plastic surgery related? What, I mean, she obviously had a lot.
It
was actually her throat.
Throat.
And she was actually in having some some small, like, stupid procedure on her throat. And,
in a doctor's office in the hospital?
Yeah, it was in a clinic in New York.
They do that.
You know, they have, like, these, you know, outpatient.
Yeah.
Surgery center.
Michael Jackson style?
I think it was supposed to be legit, but something happened with the anesthesia or something in the middle of the surgery. She started having a heart attack, having cardiac arrest. These guys, these assholes, the doctors, the nurses, everyone, start leaning down and snapping selfies with her while she's in cardiac arrest. They wait like 15 minutes.
Are you kidding?
To call an ambulance.
That's bullshit. I thought this was another plastic surgery that. She probably had 100 plastic surgery, and this time it didn't work, and she died. I didn't know all this, man. That's bad.
Not good.
Yeah, no, here she is, you know, she's laying there, you know, on a slab having a heart attack, and these guys are snapping. So, I mean, just jack-offs.
What a mess.
Jack-offs.
Jesus Christ, man.
Why do you think?
Way to bring that shit up,
well,
Jim.
I didn't mean to bring us down. We were on such a high with
We
were on such a high with the news earlier that oral sex promotes strong skin and helps with sleep. I mean, I'm so encouraged that I'm going to start getting better sleep thanks to, you know.
No, that's not you giving head.
No, you get it.
Oh, you get it. Okay. All right.
Well, wait a minute.
It depends on
who
you're talking about.
Who the fuck's getting it there?
I'm not giving it. I'd like to get it.
I think it's the women, right?
Is that what you're saying? Oh, yeah. You're right. Okay.
So you want good skin. You gotta blow.
No, I'm going to stick with my dry skin and my sleepless nights then.
Yeah, there you go. Late night sports center.
Hard choices.
Yeah, hard choices.
Hard, actually hard.
It's a catch-22, my friends. Catch-22. Ocho man here.
Yeah, how about you got any opinions on Michelle Obama not doing the head?
I do. I
knew you would. That's why I was at you.
You're a
big history guy. I mean, you're really strong in your history.
I like my politics, and I tell you what. Why should the First Lady of
America?
Well,
hang on. Let's let everybody know what happened here, just in case they haven't
seen.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Michelle Obama goes to Saudi Arabia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they went over there. So I guess she gets out and in the traditional way, whenever our women from our country would go over there, they would do the head dress. They would cover their head out of respect. Well, she didn't
scarf.
Do it.
Yeah.
She didn't do it. And I don't know. And now listen, let me preface by saying, I don't know why she didn't do it, but she didn't do it. So,
Here's a thing, too. It was more than a plane. I mean, they were at the house, like our White House, their Alibaba house. I don't know where they hang out at, but all the big leaders of Saudi Arabia were there and so forth. And Michelle Obama, she doesn't put the headscarf on. And you know what? This is America. This is America, and I know you're in Saudi Arabia and so forth. But you know what, my man? We made Saudi Arabia. We made it strong to what it is. And if our First Lady wants to go over there without a headscarf, so be it. You know, I'm not going to take a shot at that. That's our will. I mean, whatever we want to do. We'll screw up the entire Middle East, and you think we're worried about one shit fucking headscarf?
And I got to be honest with you. I never understood the headscarf, so I'm with you. I don't get it. What the hell does that do?
I don't know, but I've heard when our troops were over there.
It's a religious thing, yeah.
I've heard when our troops were over there. They weren't supposed to even expose the cross that they had on them have a cross on them.
Yeah, some of those nations, it's against the law. I know it is in Egypt. When I was over there, the guide that we had explained how, you know, it was strongly, you know, against the law to have a cross to, you know, to say you were not a Muslim.
Let's back this up here, man. We're over there defending their ass. We're protecting them. We're protecting them, and all of a sudden, we can't have our own cross on? We can't have our...
That's insane.
Yeah, because you know what? It may not be their religious realm or whatever, but you know what? My mom or my dad or my grandparents gave me that cross, and they told me never take it off. You know, and now here I am taking it off to protect you. It's bullshit.
I don't get it. I think everybody needs to just relax.
And speaking of relaxing, what about this whole American Sniper thing? They're still going crazy about it, man.
That's crazy.
And I still think, Chris, are we still, is this movie still number one on the charts?
Yeah, it's blowing everything else away. It's definitely still number one.
Well, you know what? For all these people that hate it, obviously there's a lot more people that think Chris, what was his name? Chris Wilde, was it?
The actor?
No, the actual sniper himself.
Yeah,
Chris. Damn it! It was on the top of my head here. In any case, he was not a coward. He protected a lot of American lives there, and again, it's a great movie for you guys.
Chris Kyle. See what happens when you get two first
names. Chris Kyle.
Yep. I said Chris Wilde, and I knew that was wrong. Chris Kyle, yeah, God bless him, man.
Well, you know, I heard an interesting discussion on the way to work today. A couple guys on the actual radio were talking about it, and they were saying that there's a little bit of outcry about the fact that they didn't go into the what happened at the end, and they were kind of puzzled by that.
Don't fucking give it out if anyone hasn't seen it.
The whole world's seen the thing.
No,
now
I haven't
people,
seen
yeah,
it.
He hasn't seen it.
But the reality is, I look back, and I think it's a pretty easy answer. I mean. That hasn't even went to trial yet. We don't really, I mean.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jimbo. Clint Eastwood came out yesterday, and he even said, this movie's about anti-war.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell you guys are jumping all pro this or pro that. This is bullshit because this movie is about anti-war. This is not, I'm not glorifying this at all.
Right. Right. I agree with that. I think he's showing that it's what it does, and I believe he was quoted somewhere along the lines of, you know, it's about what it does to families and people and
yeah.
how it affects everybody. But, I also don't think he's saying that Chris Kyle shouldn't have done his duty over there. I mean, I think we're all in agreement that the man did what he had to do and
he saved so many
lives.
Yeah, exactly. All that's bullshit.
And then the idiot ass that talked about, he's a coward and all that. Listen.
Michael Moore.
What do I always say? There are no pacts between lion and men. All's fair and war, pal.
I always hear you say that, by the way. Whenever we're at a buffet, you always bring that line up.
That's my go-to line. That's straight out. You know what that's from? That's from Troy.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
I did like that one. Yeah. But I was on the other side of that. I liked the army that was against Brad Pitt because they didn't do anything wrong, man. They were protecting that one shit bitch that was in that palace, you know, in that castle.
They're protecting her, though, and she was a dirty whore. What do you mean?
I know, but Troy was a whore. Oh, man.
She cheated on her husband.
I understand that, but that husband was a piece of shit anyway.
Well, then she should have divorced him. And then
you can't divorce
done.
Back
no,
then,
I'm just
man.
Kidding.
What
I'm
are
just
you talking
kidding.
About? Anyway, God damn it. This was a joke. This was a complete joke here, Jimbo.
What do you got?
This hockey all-star game is getting out of hand. Final score, I don't even know who the fuck won. Final score, 17-12. Who gives a shit about this one?
Let me ask you this question. Did you even, unfortunately, I'd said a couple hours I'll never get back of my life. Did you even watch it?
No.
Let me tell you,
I did not watch it.
And again, it's a couple hours of my life I'd like to get back. It was an embarrassment. And I'm going to go a step further. The skills competition, which everybody, you know, that's the thing. The fans love. That was an embarrassment as well.
You're kidding. That wasn't good either with the whole plates at each corner of the goal?
Two of my guys, I thought, embarrassed it. I thought Tarasenko and Elliott made an embarrassment of it. They had planned things. Listen, what are we doing? Waste of time. And here's another thing I'm going to say, and this is true, and I believe this. Hockey, every year they come out of this all-star break is up against what? Pitchers and catchers reporting, right?
Right.
They've got all this momentum. The St. Louis Blues aren't going to play a game for like 9 or 10 days. They're going to lose all this momentum. Guess what? People are starting to think about baseball. They're stopping their league for a joke.
Yeah.
I think it's bad. They're going to have to do something. Now, I will tell you, what's odd, on a complete other end of this, I heard a great idea. I understand they don't want to get in there and kill one another because in an injury, and I understand it's a fine line. Here was a great, what do you think of this? I heard this the other day. Yeah, exactly. So if they're going to approach it this way and not hit one another and not play any defense, I thought this was great. They're talking about having guys like Gretzky, Lemieux, all the greats, sprinkling them in the game. Now, that would be interesting. I'll give you that.
Why the fuck would I want to see a 40, 50, 60-year-old guy in there?
Because they're trying to connect the past with the present and the greatness of the game. I think
Chelio somewhere is playing still.
Oh, he's still, yeah, Mr. Tierney's still playing, absolutely.
Jesus Christ. No, I think that's a joke. And then it tops it off with the NFL here with now it's not AFC versus NFC. You got two guys here, Michael Irvin versus Chris Carter. They were the coaches. I don't know what the fuck's going on there.
They were the talkers. Designated talkers. They did what they did best.
Exact same mouth. Thing that they had with the NHL. Instead of splitting up with the conferences, they had, you know,
a draft.
People pick a draft.
Well, that's not right either, guys. This is kind of
you
bullshit.
And I are on the same team, and I got to try to take you out?
Yeah. Why would I
And I would, too, by the way.
You fucking better not touch
You'd
me, dude.
Come across.
If we're playing. Fuck that. That's why I'm saying this to you right now. I'm a Cowboy fan, and I don't want to see a defense guy, a linebacker for the Cowboys, try to hit Tony
Romo. Did you see? You know what? And this what a great guy. I love J.J. Watt. Did you see him in the game? It's like he couldn't handle it. He was playing.
Yeah.
And you could tell he didn't like it.
No, it's not his forte. The guy's a winner here. That's why we will never. I'm telling you right now, guys, we will never see a competitor like Pete Rose again. This guy gave it all. Even in the All-Star baseball game, he said, you know what? I'm here to win. And he laid out the catcher. He laid out the American League catcher because he wanted to win. And God bless him. And I tell you what, they just came up with, I think the commissioner of baseball said, we are looking into reinstating Pete Rose by possibly All-Star break in Cincinnati.
I think it's time.
It's well overdue.
Well, it's well overdue, yeah.
I mean, you look at it, man. You look at that shit that Ty Cobb did, and I looked into this, and there was a lot of cover-up on him gambling.
A lot of cover on all of them. I mean,
well, I mean, if you're talking about gambling, Ty Cobb had the commissioner by the balls, and that's how he got off the whole thing of gambling. And that's why you hear the name Ty Cobb. Now, no one talks about that.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, there's listen, I you know, the big thing now is the writers, the holy grail, you know, they're keeping the cheaters out, all this kind of stuff. Bullshit. There are so many cheaters in the Hall of Fame and guys that were terrible character, cheaters, all that kind of stuff. Pete Rose, it belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Jimbo, another thing about all this cheating stuff. You know what? When MLB was down in the mid-90s, who the fuck came up to the MLB players and said, look, we're going to bring in the walls. We don't give a shit what you guys do. We're going to turn our backs. We want the Albert Bells. We want the Sammy Sosas. We want the Canseco's. We want the Maguire's. Start bashing these fucking balls out of here, boys, because we got to bring the public back. And when they did that, and then when this whole steroid thing pops up, now it's crucifixion time on these guys.
The very three guys that brought the sport back are being absolutely just demolished.
Yeah.
By the very sport they saved.
And here's the thing about it. Here's the thing about it. Tony La Russa was the manager of the Bash Brothers in Oakland. Well, the whole fucking team, including the mascot, was doing steroids on that.
And he's
team.
In.
And he's in and says, I know nothing, Glenn Hogan. I know nothing at all what happened with this team. And that's bullshit right there.
And again, I'm going to go back to what I said before because, I mean, you can argue one way or the other. You're never going to convince me that there are not a couple of guys in the Hall of Fame that didn't take steroids.
Well, no.
You're not going to convince me.
You're not going to convince me that no one did not break anything in that Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. We live in a society where people think you can look at somebody and tell if they took steroids or not. That's obviously not the case.
You're totally right.
We got guys getting busted that Lance Armstrong. This guy's 150 pounds soaking wet and is about 5'10". Now, does he look like Jose Canseco? No. But he cheated and took performance-enhancing drugs.
And you know what? He just came out. He just came out.
Said he'd do it again.
He'd do it again. He put so many people under the bus, and all these people said, you know what? He's been taking it. Fuck you. I haven't taken it. And next thing you know, that guy was persecuted and crucified. And next thing you know, now he's saying that he would do it again. It's
you know why he's doing that, though? I know what he's getting at. What he's getting at is he's wanting everybody to understand. I'd do it again because if I didn't, I would be irrelevant because everybody else is doing it.
Oh, bullshit. I know. I'm
you're
not right.
saying
you're,
it's right,
no,
but that's
no, no,
what
you're
he's doing.
100% right on that one. It's gotten a little bit crazy on that note, too. But I'll tell you this, though. I'm looking forward to this new commissioner forgiving Pete, and let's get him in the Hall of Fame where he belongs. And
it's
how
time.
Appropriate breaking the news in All-Star Cincinnati where they're going to be playing this time around.
No, I think they're going to capitalize on that and give it another ratings boost. I mean, it makes sense. Like I said, it'd be different if it was the wrong thing to do and they were just doing it for the ratings and to pump it up, but it's the right thing to do, so it definitely is a positive.
And I've been getting a little bit of feedback from our fans. I appreciate it out there. You guys are going to Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball. I'm seeing the great reviews. I appreciate that, my friends. We could sure use a lot of people out there listening to the show, though, Jimbo.
Well, I think they listen for the entertainment, but I think they're coming on here because you are the great prognosticator. Which, speaking of which,
I haven't been doing bad on the show.
No,
I've been picking left and right
there.
I've been losing one over and under,
yeah,
but that's about it.
You're
though.
Running at a 2-for-3, 3-for-4 clip. I mean, you can make if you're betting straight
you're
across the board,
money.
You're making money. Speaking of, what do you got? You got anything for me for Super Bowl? I need some cash.
I tell you what, we're gonna save that for Friday night. Our Friday picks here, my friend. But I tell you, on the Super Bowl, it's interesting because the computer ran a 10 of thousands of simulation games between the Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots. And most of it came out to be Seattle 24 and New England Patriots 20. On the other hand, though, 70% of Vegas bettors believe the AFC is going to win this one as well. 2 years back-to-back on a big number like that. So the computer's picking the Seattle Seahawks, and you got 70% of Vegas, which is a big number, picking the AFC team, which is New England. And again, I'm going to be holding my pick back on this right now. You guys will be getting my pick on this Friday, but I got one that is solid. I got a solid play for Super Bowl. It may not be a conventional who's going to win or what, but I got you a play here that's going to win for sure, my friends, because the Ocho Man is going to win with this big play. What about Robert Kraft?
Well, let me tell you about Robert Kraft. We got to talk Deflategate, and I got to tell you something. This guy's a clown. I don't care how much money he has. I don't care that to this point he's come across as a great owner. And Chris, you got the clip, what he stormed in and said?
Yeah, you guys
got
to hear this.
Yeah, I got to hear this. I want to hear this because I've got a strong, strong opinion.
I got a
this.
Different opinion, so
yeah,
let's
so
roll
let's
with
roll
it.
This thing.
Okay, here we go.
I would expect and hope that the league would apologize to our entire team, and in particular, Coach Belichick and Tom Brady, for what they have had to endure this past week.
Well, what you had to endure? Pardon me that you make your millions of dollars and have to answer a bunch of questions that you brought on yourself.
Wait a minute.
What do you mean?
Wait, just a fucking minute. It's
okay,
not
I'll
like
wait.
Belichick saying, hey, Kraft, I deflated these balls. I'm going to deflate these balls again for this one. Bullshit. Come on. What's the owner? If you're the owner of this team, you don't know what the hell just went on. And you know what? I'm at the Super Bowl with my team. I don't need to be talking about balls that are deflated, man.
Well, I'm here to tell you that you're making my point for me. He doesn't know jack shit. So shut up.
Well, apologize if you're wrong.
You don't get to apologize. Listen, they've already cheated.
Oh, how do you know that? 100% that.
Yes, they were fine.
They don't
for
know
cheating.
That little kid could have possibly deflated the balls.
No, we're going back to when they cheated against the Rams in the Super Bowl.
I got you on that. And
okay,
they cheated. Totally, I agree with you. Okay, but I gotta tell you something right now. If I'm the owner of this team, I'm looking at this as I'm not aware of all these inflatable ball, deflatable balls, what team has got, stick them on. I don't know that shit. All I'm telling you right now is I don't know that. And me, to defend my team, is what I'm supposed to do. And I'm not saying you should come out and apologize right now. I'm saying if the NFL finds that I'm not guilty, they should apologize.
Well, here's the deal. If you steal and become a felon...
Well, how the fuck has that got to do with being the owner of the team?
I'm explaining it to you. You become what's called a non-credible witness. They now have lost credibility because they've already cheated. That's why. Listen, if they had never cheated before.
Man, I'm telling you, you bring it up with Belichick and whoever, but don't go after Kraft.
Okay.
Kraft is
okay.
Up there sitting in a luxury. He's not looking at, hey, son, did you deflate those 12 balls that we told
okay,
you to
deflate? Okay, so in the hypocrisy of the NFL, they told Sean Payton over a year ago that ignorance is no excuse.
He's the coach. Yes, the coach. And again, the coach. They didn't go after the owner, and they didn't.
They find him.
They might have fined them. I agree with that, too. But I'm saying to you right now, they shouldn't go after what Kraft is doing right now is saying that if I'm found not guilty, apologize to my team. That's all he's saying.
Well, they're not going to be found not guilty.
Okay. He may know that,
too. I mean, there's nothing. I mean, here's the other thing. How do we know what else they're doing?
No, I totally agree with you because it could have definitely played a big role in the game before against the Baltimore Ravens. Now you got Kurt Warner saying, hey, I wonder if he did this shit when we played them in the Super Bowl.
Well, it's not even that. The question, here's the deal. And let me say this to you, and I know how you feel about this too because you were real strong on this. They didn't beat Indianapolis because they had deflated balls.
Oh, fuck. No.
They ran it down their damn throat. But the problem is this. If you're doing that, what else are you doing?
Well,
I mean, that's the thing.
Not much against Indianapolis. They
well, but
like
it doesn't matter.
You're a chicken shit.
All right, but here's the other, but back to crap, because my deal is this, okay? My deal is this. You are not going to tell me that all the balls from Indianapolis, they were perfect. And your balls, something magically happened. It was like my man Joe Pesci, you know. So the laws of physics ceased to exist on your sideline?
Well, perhaps the laws of physics ceased to exist on your stove.
I mean, how in the world do the balls on the sidelines of the New England Patriots lose their inflation, but somehow the laws of physics on the other side of the field were able to maintain their 13 pounds?
I fucking agree with you. I agree with you, Jimbo.
You do not.
I'm telling you, I agree with you. I'm just saying, if I'm the owner, I got to back my team up, even if they're fucking schmucks about it and they're coming up with bullshit. I just got to say something just to get some pressure off these clowns.
Well, here's the other, and this is where I really get chafed over the whole thing. It's like this. It's like the glove incident in baseball with the punter. Here's my deal. I don't want to hear from guys how it's no big deal. If it's not a big deal, then why is it against the rules?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
I agree with you, but I think the NFL, if they're really supposed to be looking at shit right now, they should be looking at themselves for cheating Dez Bryant out of that catch.
We're back.
I'll never forget. And there's an $88 billion lawsuit in Colorado by an inmate on the NFL saying, you guys owe us a win. That was a true win.
He's got a shot at that one. Hey, you know what I like? You know what I like better than that?
Yeah, what's
that? I got to tell you, you know, in all the ignorance, my man Marshawn Lynch is a clown show. I mean, are you kidding me?
I love him.
You like that?
I love him. Fuck him. Fuck him.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah, and you know what? He's saying what they want to hear now. They know.
Oh, he's giving them. Yeah,
They're there for the show too. Now they know what they want. Something coming out of his mouth that's going to cost him $500,000 is what they're wanting to come out of.
And that's why the reporters keep asking Belichick and Brady about Deflategate. They want to be the one that's there when the ship erupts. I mean, they want to be there when he says, I want Belichick or Brady to go, hey, fuck you. I did deflate the goddamn balls, okay? It's like a few good men. Yeah. I like it. You're goddamn right I did. You know, did you call Code Red? You know, I want them to say.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah. I said I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
I said I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
And ultimately, that's the problem. People can't handle the truth. I mean, you know what? I can't handle it. I mean, I say this, and I know people say, oh, what's the big deal? If it wasn't a big deal, this stuff wouldn't be against the rules. Well, That's all I have to say.
I got
to
tell you one last thing about this, and it is about the New England Patriots. You either love them or hate them. It's not like the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, there's a real pissed off country about the New England Patriots. People do not like the New England Patriots.
What do you mean?
And they love to see
Cowboys.
This team go down. That's what I'm saying to you right now.
What do you mean
now?
It's not like the Cowboys?
People love the Cowboys.
Or they hate them. I mean, it's one or the other.
I don't want to talk to you anymore about my Cowboys.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'd like to stay on the show.
Yeah, you should know better. You just got off probation, and here you are again.
And very, very, very apologetic and happy to be
all
here.
All right. Enough with kissing ass. Let's get down to my picks. But before then, hey, Chris, would you like to fill them in on? Would you like to fill our audience in on our show?
Yeah. So everybody, remember to go to the iTunes store, search for Ocho Man Behind the Eight Ball, hit the subscribe button, the download button. There's the rating and review section on the iTunes store, right below the podcast. So leave the Ocho Man a review and a rating. It really helps us in, the show moving on up the iTunes tracks like it has been. Recently featured in the new and noteworthy section on iTunes, which
how
is...
How about that, Jimbo?
Very, very happy.
And you can find the Ocho Man online at behindtheeightball.ochoman.com. You can email the Ocho Man at ochoman@ochoman.com. And on social media, facebook.com/OchoManSports, or just search for Ocho Man Behind the Eight Ball in Facebook.
Man.
Well, that was pretty good. Let me tell you,
you're all over the place. People ought to be able to find you.
I'm telling you right now, Jimbo.
This guy's a social media Giants.
As long as
domino.
As long as we keep winning on these picks, they're going to be listening to our shows here. They're going to be hearing about Michelle Obama's with those scarves and all that shit.
It's like ZZ Top, man. You're nationwide.
But you know what? We're keeping these picks for the last thing here so they can't just void out all our shit.
I got to listen to the whole show.
The whole show, you pricks.
What do you got for me? What do you got for me?
Well, tonight's action here, Jimbo, January 28th. Tonight's action, I like Portland plus 5.5. At Cleveland, I'm looking at this game being Cleveland may win this one, but it's going to be a 103-100 type of game here. I'll take the plus 5.5. Portland getting against Cleveland in Cleveland. Our second game is another NBA action tonight, and that is Atlanta. Atlanta's won 16 in a row.
Wow.
They're playing really magnificent right now. They're playing at home against Brooklyn. Brooklyn does not have any answers for this team. They are riding really high. The spread's a little high, minus 13.5.
Ooh.
I see this being a real blowout. Late third quarter, I'm looking at this one being possibly 116-91 type of game here. That's what I'm looking at this one, my friends. Go to our site at Ocho Man Behind the Eight Ball here. Check us out here. If you want to get some plays in, if you're from South America and Peru, Mexico, go to Ocho.com and get your plays in there. We're really excited about our site. Everything's going great here. People are signing up. Things are going really fantastic, Jimbo.
Yeah, no, happy to be a part. 16 in a row for Atlanta?
16 in a row.
That's the quietest 16-game winning streak I've ever heard. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Hey, remember also, if anyone has anything they'd like to hear on the show, you know, they have, you know, certain games, they have some questions for the Ocho Man, OchoMan@OchoMan.com.
And we're also going to be giving out shirts for nice comments here, nice emails that we're going to be hearing. If anyone drops any big-time email that we may use on our show, you know what? Why not? Let's get them a shirt here.
Do they have to be nice comments? Because we're not very nice.
Well,
Do they have to be nice? Just
they,
good ones.
They could say something shitty
about
you.
What if a hot gal sent you a good picture of herself? Would she get a shirt?
You know, they're beautiful shirts, too. I mean, the Ocho Man.
Oh, we're working on
shirts,
it. They're,
man.
They're going to be really slick. Sweet.
What if a hot gal sent a picture of herself? Nothing else, just a hot picture of herself.
All right, I'll give her one.
Okay,
she gets a goddamn T-shirt.
All right.
All right, my friends, from the Ocho Man, from Jimbo and Chris, hola, muchachos, my friends, we are out of here.
It ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go. Come on.
The Ocho Man Behind the Eight Ball, only on Ignotainment. Leave us your questions and comments below this podcast in the comments section of the iTunes podcast store.